Inside Mac.
For Monday, October 2nd, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. The Genius Bar will be coming to a TV near you. Safari shows the highest numbers of the year, and new software that lets your Mac route your next run. A new show may be coming to CBS soon, as it has agreed to shoot the pilot called Genius Bar. The show was looked at by ABC and NBC before landing at CBS, and we'll explore the interactions between people who work at a place similar to the Genius Bar at the Apple stores and the employees of a nearby Abercrombie & Fitch-type store. It was pitched from writers Josh Sternin and Jeff Ventimiglia, who have also served as executive producers on Fox's long-running comedy That 70s Show. Interestingly, it was based on an idea by consumer marketing expert Christian Menon, who was also involved with the launch of Apple's iMac as well as the iPod. Internet Explorer usage has been decreasing lately, as Safari usage has been increasing. Now, don't get me wrong, Explorer still is considered the web browser of choice for many web surfers, boasting 82% of the market, but September's numbers put Safari at its highest for the year, with Internet Explorer at its lowest. With Internet Explorer being in first place, Firefox is in second with 12.46%, while Apple Safari is still in third with 3.53%. If you're a runner, hiker, or biker, you might be interested in Trail Runner. It's a kind of mapping software on your Mac that maps out a particular route for you to follow, lets you catalog, collect, and rate trails. It features a background map that lets you draw the courses of tracks on the map and will let you rate the route similar to the iTunes rating stars system. The Mac layout is straightforward and will allow you to create a new route, import a route or map, set up an exercise plan, load maps, and even export information to your iPod. A diary will give you a blog-like setting with dates, locations, distances, time, and even calories burned. At this point, the Trail Runner is a sophisticated donationware. For details and the free download, visit the site at trailrunnerx.com. Coming up, screaming cell phones calm owners' nerves. Details when the Inside Mac Minute returns.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. FunkyPixel Software has announced Photo Complete 1.2, an update to Photo Editor for macOS 10. The new version includes a new fully multi-threaded photo editing engine that should make Photo Complete run much faster on dual-core and multi-processors. Other new features include the ability to enable and disable actions so you can easily see what effect they have on a photo, improved display quality, and other minor enhancements and bug fixes. Photo Complete 1.2 costs $29 US, which is actually $10 less than previous versions. Current Photo Complete owners can upgrade to version 1.2 at no cost. A free, fully functional 30-day trial is also available. Go to FunkyPixels.com for more information. For those who have always wanted to be a DJ but just couldn't figure out how to work the turntable, the iScratch may be for you. The iScratch, created by Red Rock Software, is an application that allows anyone to create virtual digital scratches on a Mac. It allows you to produce the same scratching sound as a turntablist without the need for a turntable, vinyl records, or even a mixer by producing realistic scratch sounds based on standard scratch notation. DJ wannabes will be able to add scratching to their music library and create basic scratches from the built-in tools, which include push, pull, baby, release, chirp, tear, and hold. The iScratch can also time and measure tracks to show how long your composition is, add a backbeat, as well as export your iScratch composition as an AIFF file. Put your composition on your website or import it into a GarageBand, Soundtrack, Logic, or your favorite music application. iScratch is priced at $70 US and requires macOS 10, 10.4 or later. A trial version is also available. MacPractice and ComChart Medical Software are working together to integrate MacPractice MD practice management software for physicians with ComChart EMR for doctors and clinics. MacPractice MD, DC, and DDS are comprehensive practice management applications designed especially for macOS 10 with scheduling, electronic insurance submission, image storage, and integrated word processing. ComChart EMR is a comprehensive, easy-to-use, affordable EMR option now for MacPractice MD users. The MacPractice MD and ComChart Bridge will be available before the end of the year. It'll be free to new purchases for MacPractice MD and ComChart EMR, which is a $500 savings with a $200 support fee. And lastly today, doesn't having a cell phone get stolen just make you want to scream? Well, now you don't have to because your phone will actually scream for you. A UK firm has developed a cell phone security system, which will set off a high-pitched scream, permanently lock the handset, and wipe it clean of all data if stolen. According to the latest UK government statistics, mobile phone theft has risen 190% in recent years, costing consumers close to $735 million. It is hoped that this new technology will end the rising thefts by making the stolen phone absolutely worthless. The Remote XT technology works by installing software onto the operating system of the phone, which is then activated via a call to a call center once users realize their phone has been snatched or lost. The phone is then remotely disabled, the data on the device is wiped clean, and a high-pitched screech is triggered. The only way to stop the scream is to take out the battery, but if you put it back in, the screaming will start back up, and replacing the SIM card has no effect. Costing around $224 a year, the technology is currently being used, but so far only on smartphones. It is expected, however, to be suitable for the majority of phones within 2 years as mobile technology advances. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.